Hey everybody, it's Rick. Welcome back to the Nomad Pastor Podcast. Hopefully you've had a blessed week. Today I'm going to talk about, let's just be honest. I'm going to talk about the same thing I always talk about. We're going to talk about Jesus. We're going to talk about Christ. But today I'm going to kind of hopefully really talk about the way, right? The only way, right? Christ is the only way. I think sometimes it's hard for people to understand what Jesus meant when he said he was the way. And I think as the time for Christ to be crucified got closer, and he had told his disciples that he had to die on the cross, I think some of them didn't understand. I think they didn't understand a lot of things, to be honest. But, you know, that understanding, it would come, you know, as they looked back and with the help of the Holy Spirit, they would recall what he had said to them. You know, and as Jesus revealed the necessity for his death and how he had to leave them, he also gave them, you know, some wonderful promises about his Father's home and the possibility of continuing this never-ending fellowship with God and one another. And, you know, in a way, Jesus knew that his disciples couldn't understand at that moment that his death on the cross was the only way to provide salvation for all of us. And so today I hope to help us understand a little bit what Jesus meant when he said in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And so we're going to start with, I'm going to try to make it simple. I mean, as simple as I can explain it. You know, I mean, if you've listened for any amount of time now, I don't know how many episodes we're on, but I'm not a theologian. I'm not a public speaker. I'm just telling you how I feel, what I think based on what I read and what I study and when I dig into the word, right? And so as simple as I can explain it is that Jesus is the way out. He's the way through. He's the way into, and he's the way up. And so we're going to talk about those. And when I say Jesus is the way out, even if you don't know it, you may not be aware of it, we are all slaves to sin. Sin can show itself in many ways, right? It can be in our attitudes. It could be in our actions. It could be in our ambitions, right? You've heard me say that, if you've listened to some other podcasts, you hear me say that, you know, my professional life, I would do about anything to climb the corporate ladder. That was my ambition. And it was a sinful ambition. And so those who have not made Jesus kind of the master of your life, you're a servant to something else. I used to be a servant to my career. Today, Jesus is the way out. I'm a servant. You see, sin, it enslaves us. Not only does it enslave us, it separates us from the people of God. It separates us from other people, even if we don't believe that it's the sin that separates us. Even if we don't believe that sin prevents us from being truly happy, we may believe it's making us happy, but it's not. We all need, you know, a pardon from our past, right? We all need a pardon from our guilt. We all need to be delivered from the power of evil. Jesus is the way out. And without salvation, people, we're going to go through eternity as failures. We're going to be ruled by possession. We're going to be ruled by some other empire. I don't know. Only Jesus can pay the wages of our sin. Only Jesus can deliver us from that spiritual death, from eternal torment. He's the way out of disappointment. Faithless living always disappoints. No one can play on Satan's team and be a winner. No one wants to go bankrupt, yet every person goes through life without God, follows a way that brings that disappointment. It brings disappointment in the end. You know, I used to think that It didn't matter, right? As long as I had enough money in the bank, as long as I had a nice car that I was driving, I used to think it didn't matter. But what I realize is none of that stuff matters. It doesn't matter what I have or what I don't have. Jesus is the way. He's the way through an uncertain tomorrow, right? No one knows what tomorrow has in store. I did a podcast about time and how we have to take one day at a time and live for it. The only thing certain about the future is its uncertainty. Only Jesus, who holds the future, can make us adequate for what the future holds, right? Only through Jesus can we be adequate. You know, just as the children of Israel journeyed through the wilderness, right? Facing one difficulty after another, following the cloud by day and the light by night, so we can endure hardship as we follow Jesus. And we got to follow him close. He will help us through the desert. Jesus will help us through the difficulties. And let me tell you, there's lots of them. Everybody's desert is different. Everybody's difficulties are different. But everybody's answer is the same. Jesus can get you through it. It's simple. Now look, nowhere are we promised that our life is going to be easy. Nowhere are we promised that it's going to be comfortable. But we have to trust and do the right thing. We have to trust in Christ. You know, God does not usually reward us by making life easy. My life hasn't been easy. I think people will look at me today and say, man, look at that, he's got a maid or he's got an easy life. But look, it's not easy. And it's getting ready to get harder. You know, this podcast, I think, has opened a lot of doors for me, right? Jesus is the way out. He's the way through. But it's also going to bring a test. It's not going to be easy, but he does promise that he's going to be with us. He assures us that there's no trouble that's going to be too much, that there's nothing it's not going to be too much for us to bear as long as we trust him, as long as we know that God is there to help us. You know, in 1 Corinthians 10:13, it says, no temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. You know, remember I said he's the way through, he's the way out, he's the way into, right? Jesus is the way into an abundant life. I think today many people are confused about what an abundant life is. What is that abundant life that Jesus talked about? Abundant doesn't mean like I have everything I want. I know that I was confused about that. But it doesn't take much research to discover that abundant life or an affluent life are not equal, right? Jesus is the way into forgiveness of sin, and his forgiveness is full, his forgiveness is free, and his forgiveness is forever. Part of an abundant life is the awareness of being pure and right with God, the assurance of eternal life. That assurance is part of abundant life, that Jesus came here to provide for everyone. Eternal life is given to those who receive Christ and permit him to occupy the throne of your life, the throne of my life, right? That he is the most important. He is king. He is ruler. No one wants to be a failure. No one gets excited about losing, let's be honest. Everyone likes to be the winner. By faith in and obedience to Jesus, as children of God, we can experience success in what really counts. That doesn't mean you're going to, you know, win a Super Bowl or, you know, get an Olympic gold medal. But we're going to have success in what really counts, now and in eternity. So I said he was the way out, the way through, the way into. He's the way up, right? Jesus is the way to God. He's the way up to God. And through Christ, God came down to dwell among his people. He came to die on the cross to take away our sins, to cover our sins, right? By his death, he removed everything that separates us as sinners from God. Through faith in Jesus, we are forgiven and received by God as his own children. That's what Ephesians teaches us, the letter from Paul to the church in Ephesus, right? He's the way up to heaven. Only Christ can take a person to heaven when their life is over. Because only Jesus was both competent and willing to bear the penalty of our sins on the cross. And when I say competent, he was perfect. He was the only person competent to do that. And he was willing to do it. He was willing to bear that pain and penalty for us. Because he paid the wages of our sin, he offers us eternal life. Jesus reveals the only way to God, the truth about God, the kind of life that is received from God. Accept him. Accept him. Believe in him. If you do, you'll have that eternal life. Remember, it's not going to be easy. He never said it was going to be. You know, we're getting, Linda and I are getting ready to embark on this journey. And honestly, I don't know what that looks like. But we're being called to just leave, to go. To go outside the walls and minister to people, to be there for people. It's not going to be easy, but God is the way out. Jesus is the way out. Jesus is the way through. Jesus is the way into, and Jesus is the way up. Period. He made it very clear to us, right? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Look, I hope this message resonates with you. You know, as I was preparing it, it made me think a ton about where I am and where I'm going and where I've been, right? You know, just the ambitions and my attitude and my actions of the past, and that Jesus is the way out of that sin and that slavery, that slavery that I caused myself. I enslaved myself through my sin. And he loved me anyways. If you got questions, shoot me an email. It's hello@nomadpastor.org. If you want to subscribe, do so on your podcast platform of choice. You know, give us a like. Let me know what you think. If there's something you want to talk about or, you know, a message that you feel like you need, shoot me an email and we'll see where we can go. I appreciate all your time. And I'm thankful for the people that listen.